Amen. Praise God. Well, let's turn our Bibles over to 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 3. We're going to just look at this word tonight. I believe God will just speak to someone in this room. I pray that God will minister to you. What we do, we give honor to the word of God. Amen. We honor the word. You know, what you honor, you can get from. Amen. What you honor, you can draw from. If you don't honor your boss, do not expect a promotion. If you do not honor your parents, do not expect the blessing that comes with honoring your parents. If you do not honor the word of God, you cannot get what is inside, because the Bible says the word of God is alive. It is quick and it is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, cutting way down deep. It divides the marrow of the bone. Deep, 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 deep down. 1 Timothy 2, verse 3, it says, "For this is good." What is it? "And acceptable in the sight of our Savior, who desires" who? Desires who? Desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the... Who's the truth? Who is the truth? Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. For there is" how many gods? "One God and one mediator between God and man," or men rather, "the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all." For how many? So how many people has been ransomed? All has been ransomed. "To be testified in due time, for which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I am speaking the truth of Christ and not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth." Father, we thank you and we give you praise and we give you glory. Ask you, Holy Ghost, to take this word and ask you to speak. Speak to us tonight. Break your word to us. Break this word to us. Break this word to us. That God, we would have left here full of hope, full of strength, lives changed, transformed, and empowered to live the life that you have died for. We stand here tonight, God, knowing that you died on the cross for our sins. And tonight we receive your word. Speak to us now, in Jesus' name. Amen. You might be seated. Tonight I want to talk to you about ransom by blood. Ransom by blood. And we all are celebrating Good Friday today, and we're all in church because someone went to the cross and paid our ransom. When you hear the word ransom, it's a consideration that someone is held captive. When you hear a ransom needs to be paid, that means someone is held captive and they need to be free. And the only way to free them is to pay what? A ransom. Now, you and I were held, or are held for some, by sin. We were held by sin. Now, none of us sinned in order to be held ransom. Most times, when people end up in situations where a ransom is required, or a lot of time is, they were hanging out in places they should not have been. Like, I heard of a YouTuber that went to do some videos somewhere out in Russia. And guess what? They held on to him. Guess what they're looking for? A ransom. How is that? Whatever that ransom is, until they get that ransom, they're not going to let him go. So he was in a risky situation to begin with. He risked his life and his freedom to what? Make a video? Because who demands it? The viewers. And sometimes we get caught up in life and we hang out with the wrong crowd. Now, sometimes when we think about hanging around the wrong crowd, we only think about young people, school kids, 20s and 30s. But you know, there's some 50-year-olds that are still hanging out in the club. There's 50-year-olds that's still running down prostitutes at night. 70-year-old, wow, they're very excited. But yes, if we're not walking according to the word of God, or we have not found the ransom that was paid for us, we are in sticky business. But I want to talk to you tonight. God knew that we needed a ransom to be paid. He paid the ransom for all. The ransom was paid at Calvary. The reason we celebrate Good Friday is because we celebrate the ransom that was paid. We're not celebrating a Savior that died, but we're celebrating a Savior that died, paid my ransom, was buried, and was resurrected, so that now I can walk in my freedom. So in order to be free, the ransom must be paid. And we know the scripture that says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Or without the shedding of blood, there is still a ransom required for sin. And how is sin paid for? Sin is not paid for with money. Sin is paid for with blood. Sin is paid for with blood. If you're from a Hindu background, you would know that different times of the year, people have to do different types of sacrifices. And if they don't do these sacrifices, what happens? Bad things happen to the family. All of a sudden, loved ones start to die off, and business start to go bad, and X, Y, and Z things happen. Everyone ever heard of that? Yeah. We know, right? Now, other religions do it the same way. But guess what? God saw our need, because we did not come out of the womb and begin sinning. The Bible says we were born in sin. We were shapen in iniquity. Let's go over to Romans chapter 5. Romans 5:18 says, therefore, as though one man's offense came to all men, resulting in condemnation. What happened? One man sinned. And we all know the name of that man. His name is Adam. Now, because the great Adam sinned, he messed up our cycle. All of a sudden, I didn't sin. I didn't do anything. But when I came out of the womb, I would still go to hell. Imagine babies going to hell. It's kind of crazy, right? We got to hope God has mercy. But to think, I grow up and you can lock me in this room. I've never met no one. I never did anything wrong, because there's nothing to steal. I'm the only one here. Everything in here is mine. But yet, if I grow and I hear the gospel, I reject the gospel, I will still go to hell. Because what? Of my sin nature. So, because of Adam, sin came down to all men. One man sinned, and it flowed to all of us. It's like my dad. When I was born, I have his DNA in me. Not his DNA. That's right. I have his DNA. If you go and you do a paternity test, my mama's going to come out shining. For those who got the joke. She'll be an angel for a day. Yes, because what? I carry what my father has. The same way, when Adam sinned, it passed down to all of us. We just saw it in the word, right? One man sinned, and then what? It came down to everyone. But the Father, who loved us so much, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, what? Believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. How did all of that come about? That came about because of what we're celebrating today, Good Friday. Jesus went to the cross, and the moment his blood was shed, a few things happened. Let me tell you a few things that happened. One, there was darkness on the earth. Picture this. Jesus, let's back up a little. Jesus was on trial all night Thursday night. All night. He had no sleep. They were slapping him around, plucking his beard, spitting on him, slapping him. One of them striked him in the face. They blindfolded him, and they struck him in the face. And they said to him, prophesy, tell us where it's coming from. They mocked him. They put a crown of thorns on him. And they said, oh, the King of the Jews. They put a robe, a purple robe on him. They took off his clothes. And they said, oh, all hail the King of the Jews. They scourged him. You know, scourging is not an easy word. Scourge speaks of the most intense pain you can feel. They tied him and they put lashes on his back. The lashes that went on his back was not the little whip we got whooping with, or the pot spoon that some of your mothers use, or the hanger, or whatever you find. No. It was picture ropes on like a handle with blades on it. With blades. And every time they strike his back, flesh went flying. Blood spewed everywhere. They beat him down till you could see the white. You could see the bones, because they would pull all the flesh off of his back. That's why they said that when he resurrected from the dead, they could not recognize him. Because the last image they had of him, he was marred. He was unrecognizable. Think about that for a moment. What it is our Savior went through for us. Now, we were gripped by sin. A ransom needed to be paid. But God, in his great love that he loved us with, while we were yet sinners, he sent Christ to the cross for you and I. He did not wait for us to get our acts together. He didn't wait for us to stop sinning, because we could not help ourselves. The grip of sin had us, and it was going to kill us. We were dying every day. Every time you sin, a part of you dies. Because what does sin lead to? Sin leads to death. Sin leads to death. So that means every time you're sinning, you're dying, and you're dying, and you're dying, and you're, how many years? You're dying, and you're dying spiritually more and more. But the great love that God had for him, he put Christ, he set him down to earth, put him in flesh, and said, you're going to become the ransom, because sheep and bulls could not have done it. Only your blood is able to pay the ransom that sin requires. So then God made him the mediator. He had to become the mediator. Now, the mediator is someone who intervenes to restore peace between two parties. It is someone who ratifies a covenant. Good. In the book of Joel, the Lord promised, he said, in the last days, I'll pour my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men shall see dreams. And upon my handmaiden, and on and on and on. Now, that could not have happened because that was a new covenant. In the old covenant, the Spirit of God would come upon people and then exit. Come upon people, use them mightily like Elijah. He calls on fire, the Spirit of the Lord comes upon him. He makes the rain to cease, he makes the rain to fall. That's the Spirit of the Lord coming upon him. When he raised the lady's son from the dead, he stretched out on the boy. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him. And guess what? Life came back to the boy. That's the Spirit of the Lord coming upon him. But God says, I got a better covenant. I'm going to make it happen. We don't know how. We don't know when. But it would happen because he promised it. Because God is faithful. He's not man that he should lie. But in order for all of this to happen, the ransom had to have been paid. And the ransom was the blood of Christ. Let's go to 1 Peter Chapter 1, 18 to 21. Knowing that you are not redeemed with what? Corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was what? Foreordained before the foundations of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Every other thing was corruptible, even though they were valuable. Gold gets tarnished, you can lose your gold. It doesn't last forever. Sometimes if it's not mixed properly, it gets really ugly, right? So we could not have been redeemed by money. That's pretty much what he's trying to say. We could not have been redeemed by money or valuable things. But the only redemption for sin, the only ransom for sin is the blood of Jesus Christ. So now here we are. God makes him the mediator. He's the one that comes between God and man. So picture, can I have three people, please? Three persons. One, two, one more, three. Good. We got three. You could turn that way, right? So this is God. This is man that is sinful. Step forward. Keep stepping. Good. Go to the right. Stop. Step here. Stretch your hand out. There's a void. No matter how much she stretch, she can't get to God. No matter how much she tries in her heart, way down deep inside, she desires to please God. But the thing she wants to do, she can't do it because sin has such grip on her mind, her heart, and her body. Even her spirit is corrupted because of sin. The sin nature that she's not responsible for, but she's living it out. Hello? You know, sometimes people put curses on their generation. You're not responsible for the curse, but you're living it out. It's the same way. Sin came down as the curse. But God sent us a mediator. Step back, Jesus. Beautiful. Step to the right, Jesus. Right? Good. Stop. Jesus goes to the cross. He dies for our sins. He dies for our ransom. When he went there, he didn't just go to die. He went there to pay a price. I'll say that again. When Jesus went to the cross, he went to pay a price. And the only price that could have been paid was his blood. Or I should say, the only price that was sufficient, that would have satisfied what the Father is looking for, was his blood. Because we were doing it years and years and centuries with the blood of bulls and rams, but it was not sufficient. Because bulls and rams can cleanse your conscience. I'm saying that again. The problem with the law never cleansed your conscience. You never got free from sin. Even though the sacrifice was done once a year for the entire nation. This is Passover time, right? Sister Keisha could have never been free. But now Jesus came. All right, step a little to the right, step a little to the left. He dies on the cross. Put your hand out. Put your head down. Right, you're dead. No, you can't move. Dead people don't move. Dies on the cross. Pays the price. Check. 1, 2. Put that switch back on. Yes. 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 You hear me now? No? You hear me here? Just make sure that switch is on. Yeah. All right. Good. There we go. Thank you. You see, pastor's got to know everything. At least try to know some stuff. Right? Okay. You still dead? Yes. All right. Jesus dies for our sins. He pays the price. He becomes the mediator. He steps into the gap. He steps into the gap. And I find it amazing that the cross extends both ways. And also points up to God, but out to man. Came down from God, but out and then extends to man. So Jesus comes in as the mediator. Now, it's more of a legal term, right? When you go to, how do I say this? Not court, but you go to, there's a hearing before you go to trial. What is that called? Preliminary, right? You have someone that is sitting there trying to work the thing out on your behalf. Now, when you're in trouble also, you get an attorney. The attorney now goes before the judge and speaks on your behalf. So Jesus walks in as the middleman and he dies on the cross. He pays the price. He then, all Sister Keisha has to do now is believe. To as many as receive him. How do you receive him? For by grace I receive through faith. He that comes to God must believe that he is, that he exists, that the sacrifice was real, that he went to the cross, he was beaten, marred, abused, hung to die, buried, and resurrected, and he lives forevermore. Believe that he is. Now, she receives him in her heart because it says, how many were ransomed? How many were ransomed? All were ransomed. But to as many as receive him, to them he gives power to become the sons of God. She receives him. The moment she receives him, it's like some real crazy matrixy fast thing that happens. Come, Father, you got to put your hand out quick. So the moment, all right, Sister Keisha, we're going to try to do this thing quick, right? The moment she receives Jesus, no, not yet, right? As soon as she grabs this hand, you got to grab that hand, Father, right? 1, 2, 3, grab, boom. the power of Christ, the mediator. There is no delay. There is no delay. Because how many were ransomed? All. To as many as receive, she what? Receive. Then he gives them what? Power now. It's just flowing through Christ. From that to her. Power to become the child of God. Thank you very much. Mediator. Let's give the Lord a hand for them. So, you were not redeemed by corruptible things, but you were redeemed by blood. Because it was foreordained that Christ should hang on the cross. And the Bible says, cursed is any man who hangs on the cross. Now, he became cursed for us that we might become the righteousness of God. So before, I should have kept them here. Come back quick. Let's do this quick. Before she got connected to Jesus, she was cursed. She looked ugly. Sin disfigured her. You know how Christ was marred on the cross? That's how sin had her. You know how he was broken on the cross? That's how sin had her. You know how distressed Christ looked on the cross? That's how sin had her. Because the Bible says he bore our shame. He bore our shame. When somebody is shameful, what happened? They bend their heads. You can't look up because you're in a state of shame and guilt. Not presumptuousness now. Some people could just lift their head and walk around presumptuous. But waiting on the inside, there is guilt and pain because that is also a product of sin. Right? But the moment now she touches, we got to do it again quick. You ready? 1, 2, 3, touch. She starts to glow. So nice. Look at her. She's no longer wearing a robe of sin and shame, but she's now wearing a robe of righteousness. She is now at peace with God. Because a mediator comes between two parties to make peace. Now, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord and Savior. Through who? How did it flow? She got peace with God through. That it flowed from here through Christ to her. You got that? When something, water runs through the pipe, this way. Yeah, we got that? So how does peace flow from God to us? Through Jesus Christ. How do we become in right standing with God? It's because of Jesus Christ. How do we get joy? It's because of Jesus Christ. How do we have peace? It's because of Jesus Christ. How do we have hope? It's because of Jesus Christ. How are we healed? It's because of Jesus. Somebody give the Lord a good praise in here, man. Wow. All of heaven was unlocked to us because Jesus died. I want to tell you one more thing. When Christ died on the cross, even nature responded to it. When Christ died to the cross, even nature responded. Access was granted. When Christ died, it says it became dark. The atmosphere responded. Jesus went to the cross at 9 a.m. He hung there until 3 p.m. It says at 12 noon, by the sixth hour, everything became dark. When does it normally get dark? In the afternoon. Way down, going to 6, 5:30, 6 p.m. But by 12, it became dark. Not only that, when Christ died, The moment he died, the veil of the temple was torn. The veil of the temple was torn. That was the unlocking of the covenant that God promised her. Because the presence of God was behind the veil. But he said, one day I will pour my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Mighty God, the only way that could have happened was for the veil to be torn. Now, if that's not enough, the moment Jesus died, a few other things happened. The rocks split. Rocks. And no, it was not the clay rocks that you make in kindergarten and you paint them. The rocks split. That's two. Next thing that happened, the moment Christ died, what was paid? The ransom. It says many saints were seen in Jerusalem. His death was retroactive. The saints that died in faith, they didn't die redeemed, but they died believing that Jehovah was God. And Jehovah made a promise that they were going to come into the covenant. And the moment Christ died, the tombs responded to the blood and they were split wide open. Why? The ransom was paid. The ransom was paid. You're sitting here tonight. I want to tell somebody. The ransom was paid. You've been ransomed, not by corruptible things, but by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Let me just end this now. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made what? Sinners. Many were made sinners. So, or likewise, also, by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous. Tonight you're sitting in this room, and you're saying, Pastor, I heard all of this word that you preach. I want to tell you, you know what all of that meant? That the moment Christ died on the cross, your freedom was bought. Your liberty was paid for. The demand of sin on your life was lifted the moment. But the Bible continues now. It says, so as many as receives him. How do you receive Jesus? Romans 10:9 says, with the mouth, confess. With the heart, you believe. All you got to do tonight, whether you're in-house or you're watching online, can you help me? All you have to do, if you're sitting in this room, I want to let you know that salvation is available. All those things happen, and those, they had spiritual significance, but it was also for the people in Jerusalem to know that they crucified the King of Glory, the Lord God who is able to save, the one that is able to redeem, the one who was the Passover lamb that they were waiting on, the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of the living God. But today he is still writing his love on every heart. If you would confess with your mouth, I want every head to bow and every eyes closed. Holy Ghost, wouldn't you speak to your people tonight? Speak to them, God. Speak to them. Reveal the love of Jesus to them. Reveal this love. Reveal this mystery to them. Lord, you are the one that reveals Jesus to us. I ask you tonight to reveal Jesus to everyone under my voice, that they would know that God did not come to condemn anyone. God sent not his son, John 3:17, into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. It is his love for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Would you all stand tonight? Just examine your heart. See where you are with the Lord. Maybe you've wandered off and you've done things your way. I want to call you back to a recommitment tonight because of the price that was paid. Because you don't need to be defeated. You're empowered to live an overcoming life because of the blood of Jesus. You're online. I want to let you know right where you are, you can make that decision tonight. If you've been walking far, come close. The word of God said, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Or maybe you have never accepted Jesus in your heart. I want to give you that opportunity. Tonight is the night of salvation. This is a personal thing. You do not get corporate salvation. Every person must choose for themselves. I cannot say, oh, my dad is saved, so I'm saved. I cannot say my mom is saved or my wife is saved. No. To as many as receive him, he gives power to become his child. We're going to sing a song. I want to encourage you. Take that step of faith. He says, if you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father. I want you to, when we begin singing this song, I want you to leave right where you are. Walk to this altar on this Good Friday night. Let this be a night that puts a mark in your future, that you choose to do it God's way. You're letting go and you're giving God control. Hallelujah. Thank you.